Welcome to the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting series. I'm Justin, and this is The Hidden Node. We continue the 30 Days of Lore for the Elfpunk married to Cyberpunk setting, Draco Artifactium. Today, we're talking about the birth of mortal history and the major events that led to the modern world of Manta. Quote, and Paul said to Crona, would you record it, all of it, the great wars, the kings, the moments that make our world? Crona to Paul, I would record what steps you take to your own destruction. Yes, as your predecessors have done before you, I would record your world burning. I would use it as evidence for my kind to finally be rid of you, to burn this world to ash and rid it of flesh. End quote. Writ to Stone, a play by Valentine Henderson. Time is measured in years and eras. The moment of historical time's beginning is central noon on the spring equinox, when the pilgrim Paul asks the calm Crona if he would withhold his judgment of mortals for 100 of 100 years. Crona agreed and began to record the major moments of mortal history, separate into eras that he decides warrant attention. The length of the eras vary, with some as short as 6 years, Era 21, the Blood Feud, to as long as 2,000 years, Era 14, the Gaijin Empire. They are recorded on a mountain in the central continent that the Calm still carves on to this day. Most of the mountain is carved down in the past 8,781 years since the Calm began his work. Each era wall is 10 feet in height and displays intricate carvings with small figures as little as an inch in height compared to life-size figures carved so perfectly that one would assume Crona had simply brought the person to the mountain and replaced their flesh with stone. Wars are depicted, great miracles, simple events that no one understands the origin of, and more. The end of each era is marked by an inch-long band of a strange, unidentified metal, other than to note that the metal is radioactive to an extent. The mountain is considered the most sacred of locations in the world, and even dragons and other calm dare not to face Crona's work. It is important to know that it is impossible to see what Crona is currently working on. This is because while Crona is an Earth aspect of Primordial, his manifestation is that of a blindingly bright humanoid figure, whose only distinguishing characteristics are the hammer and chisel he holds. The material these items are made of is unknown, only that he crafted them in the single year of the first era and has been using them ever since. Crona is not above conversing, and he will tolerate and communicate with anyone asking about the mountain and its history. His knowledge seems to be perfect in knowing each detail of the murals, and when asked, he can tell the pilgrims exactly how many steps back of the mountain they must take to reach the point of history they are inquiring about. He will not discuss the meaning of these images, nor convey if they infer a positive or negative judgment. He will only respond that judgment will come when the work is done, and not a moment sooner. The Age of Mortals is broken into 26 known eras. They mark the rise and fall of empires, magical practices, technology, and more. I'll spare you the history lesson of repeating each individual era, but instead group them into the most common teaching habits. The Foundation, Kings, Imperial, Cycle, Enlightened, and Modern branches of history. The Foundation, Era 1 through 6, conveys the first 900 years of mortal history. Much of what we know of the older cultures and our initial usage of technology came from these periods. It is a time before many mortals would start to use magic, and many of the magic-reliant species would dominate. The Kings, Era 7 through 11, covers the next 2,000 years of mortal history. Magic makes its impact on society here, and a new kind of king and kingdom starts to exist. It is a time most defined by its ending, that of the Great Hunt. The Imperial, Era 12 through 15, covers 2,500 years of mortal history. It is a mixed period where the tools of magic have been disrupted, and the Gaijin first arrive and establish a 2-millennium-long empire. The Cycle, Era 16-20, covers the next 2,000 years, when the fallout of the destruction of the Gaijin Empire and a move closer to what we know of the world today. It's a dark age, a period of various kingdoms coming into existence before imploding due to their inability to break away from their lust for magic and power. Which is why it comes to an end when the Enlightened Era 21 through 24 starts. Covering the next 900 years, the Enlightened begins a transformative period where magic and technology competed for the minds of mortals. Advances on what could be done without magic and the cities it brought created a world far richer than anything the ancient empires could ever muster. PDO ended in the first year of the 25th era, the era of the Draconic War. But that is a story for another day. Until tomorrow, bye-bye. Music for the series is from the album Under the Same Sun by Mr. Gelatin. The track is Hard Love. Music is provided by Magnitude.com.